Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Gene. You know, I was listening to your recording just now, and I was thinking, we need to update it. And
yes.
I'll send you some stuff that you can read and record the next one. Because what we need to do is add where people can follow along our trivia contest and we have our Facebook page. So we get all that done in the pre-recording. Then we have more time to spend on our word of the day and our topic of the day. And
that's
what
I
call about to me. Yeah, I have them every now and then.
Well, you have them all.
I've been sniffing my rosemary.
Good.
So today's let me reiterate in case somebody misunderstood what I just said, because I was kind of rambling and it was kind of between just the two of us. If you want to participate in our trivia contest, just go to beunique.org. And everything you need is there. The question, the hints, which are where the educational part comes in, and the answer.
Yeah,
now that's BUNEKE.org.
Mm-hmm. And you can either give us a call today. We're not live, but today we're live at 516-418-5651.
Yeah. And
or contact Gene and Mary at gmail.com anytime.
And go on Facebook and check us out. We have our own Be Unique radio page, and you can always find us wherever just click on our website and click around. But contact us from time to time, and the more you contact us, the more opportunities you have to win.
Yeah, every contact puts an entry into the winning the big free gift.
Yeah,
we'll send it anywhere in the world. Anybody who wins it anywhere, we'll send it to you.
So,
the word of the day,
the word of the day is socks.
Ah, awesome.
Socks, a pair of socks is a garment for the foot and lower part of the leg. Typically, it had been knitted from wool. And now they use cotton or nylon and a lot of other things. You can get spandex socks. You can get compression socks. But did you know that the removable inner sole placed inside a shoe or boot for added warmth or to improve the fit is also called a sock?
Really? I didn't realize
that.
Huh. Well, I suppose it might come from pretty much anything between your foot and the shoe, perhaps. Blister saver.
Yeah. My cat has permanent white socks.
Yeah.
and that's actually a thing. A white marking on the lower part of typically a horse's leg is called a sock, but it doesn't go up as far as the knee.
Ah, I see.
But now there's another word for the word, another definition for sock. It's kind of an informal use of the word. A hard blow. You get a sock on the jaw.
Sure. Yeah, I've heard of that. Sock you one.
Yeah, I'm going to sock you. To hit forcefully, basically. So, that kind of leads me in a roundabout way into today's topic. By the way, Gene, happy Argyle Day.
Well, thanks. Happy Argyle Day to you, too.
Are you wearing your Argyle socks?
I actually am wearing them, yes.
Yay, with your sandals?
With my sandals, because that way I can show them all off better. I'm wearing my blue and red ones with the dark background.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So.
But now I was surprised when I started thinking about Argyle. I started looking into it, and there's a lot more to it than just a cool looking sock.
Oh, well, tell me about it.
Well, I mean, it's a place.
Argyle is a place?
Yeah.
Wasn't there, you know what, there was. There was a group, I want to say, called the Argyles. Let's see, who did that?
Group?
A musical group, yeah, a band. I want to say they... I think I know what song they did, but I could be wrong. So, yeah, I guess that's not the right one.
Well, one of the things I saw...
The Hollywood Argyles.
Oh, okay.
And they sang a song called Alley-Oop.
Well, I've heard of that song.
Alley-Oop, boop, boop, yeah. Boop. There's a man in the funny papers. We all know, because they sang it kind of countrified. He lives way back a long time ago. He don't eat nothing but a bear cat stew. Well, this cat's name is a Alley-Oop. This is the part I used to love as a kid. He's got a chauffeur that's a genuine dinosaur. He can knuckle your head before you count to four. And that was by the Hollywood Argyles.
Awesome. That's cool. I didn't know that. I remember the song.
He got a big ugly club and a head full of hay. Yeah.
Well, I do remember the cartoon Alley-Oop.
The
song was about the cartoon, I think. And he was a caveman.
Caveman. Look at that. Caveman go. Because they're talking about dancing and whatnot. But that's kind of cool. So today is January 8th, and it is Argyle Day. Now, this is not a long-standing day. Keeley McAleer founded this Dimensional Textile Celebration in 2008.
Dimensional Textile, that's funny. That's good.
Dimensional Textile, because if you think about it, don't look at your socks right now, you're driving. But
right.
You know, when you look at Argyle, it's a checkered pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what? I had all this information here and didn't even read it properly, because you were right. It is a place in Western Scotland, Argyle.
Mm-hmm.
And the pattern for the Argyle socks comes from the tartan of Clan Campbell.
Oh.
And they've used this for kilts and plaids and the patterned socks, which they call a tartan hose, worn by Scottish Highlanders since at least the 17th century.
Interesting. And, you know, and what you just said, the Campbell clan, it's interesting. What I found out about it was that there's a place called Campbell Town in Scotland, where Argyle is.
Okay.
It's a place. It's got a coastline longer than even France, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
And if anybody wants to see what Argyle looks like, or the Campbell tartan, go to our our blog talk page, and there are pictures. And as a bonus, you get to see Gene Albertson's Argyle sock collection.
Yeah, I had no idea. I liked Argyle socks, and I'd pick one up here, one up there, one up here, wherever. And I started going through my socks the other day, and it's like, oh, my goodness, I actually have a collection of them. I didn't know it.
And the reason they call this a dimensional textile is because there's an overall pattern made out of diamonds that they also call lozenges. But they have layers of overlapping diamonds in most Argyle layouts or patterns. And that overlapping adds a sense of three-dimensionality. It looks like the socks are moving a little bit. Or the ties, or the pants, or the shirt. And if you go, like I said earlier, to the Blog Talk Radio show that we're doing right now, you will see a lot of pictures of different things. There are Argyle sweaters and vests and ties, bow ties, socks, pants, shirts, hats. A lot of golfers love to wear Argyle.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, and golfers wear the a lot of times the knee pants, so they get to wear longer Argyle socks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Show off their Argyle.
Well, you know, it's really funny. Curtis wears Argyle socks occasionally, but he prefers to wear the really goofy socks. And he got recognized at work for having the goofiest socks.
Oh, that's cool.
Because he has, you know, he has a sock that's like a taco, and he has one that's French fries. He has one that's, I think it's got a beer mug on it. I don't know. The weirder it is, the more he, And the Duke of Windsor was a luxury knitwear manufacturer and importer. And he helped increase Argyle's popularity. Now, he one of the things that he did, and then we talked about this, he used Argyle design for golf clothing. And the designers embraced this on jerseys and long socks as part of the plus fours trouser fashion of the day.
Oh, interesting.
Argyle knitwear became fashionable in the United States after the First World War. Now, do you know which U.S. Open and PGA champion was known and also became popular for his bright and flashy outfits of Tams, Knickerbockers, and Argyle socks?
I'm going to have to say no, I don't.
Payne Stewart.
Oh,
now you,
well, I've heard
you
of him.
Can't get much more of a Scottish name than Stewart.
Yeah.
And you know, golf originated in Scotland.
Yeah, I heard. I
That's
knew
a
that.
Whole other subject.
Well, yeah, we'll do a show about that one.
If I remember to add it to my list, let me just put it on my list right now.
Well, you know, the thing I thought was interesting is during Roman times that Argyle was home to a tribe called the Epidae, or horse people.
Really?
Yeah. And Queen Victoria described a place in Argyle as one of the finest spots that we have seen.
Interesting. Do you hear this?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what that means?
Maybe that means it's time for, time for us to think
about
stopping.
Means we've got 90 seconds to say goodbye.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about breaks is, you know, if they're a real break, they end at some point.
Yeah.
Or it wouldn't be a break.
Well, I'm gonna do, since you're driving, I'm gonna do a little reversal on you, and I'm gonna do the exit, and then you can help me at the very end. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we are happy you chose to take a break with us today, and we look forward to hearing from you online. Visit beunique.org for details about all our shows, including a brand new one that's coming up Monday. We're going to have
that's
a brand
exciting.
New show called Manifest Mondays. So how do you spell our website?
I spell it BUNEKE.org. Be unique.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Excellent.
Bye, everybody.
Sure.
Bye, Gene.
Bye.
Have a great
Bye.
Weekend. I'll see everybody on Monday. And Monday's going to be another live show. Bye-bye.
Yeah.